Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 I had to beam some money to our friend Naomi the other day.
Yeah.
I beamed it to her, and then I looked back at my activity, and these are 3 months apart. But about 3 months ago, I sent $46 to Mark Bonanno for gigantic jeans.
Okay.
And then a week ago, I beamed $100 to Naomi for unbelievably large jeans. So I got the one thing. I got the one thing that I beamed people money about.
That's so cool.
Uh-huh.
That's so cool to realize that you have a brain that's broken the same way, at least.
There's one thing that I think is funny, apparently, and it's really big jeans.
Demi seeing that pop up as her most recent and the second most recent transaction and be like, oh, thank God, I haven't gotten better. Oh, my God, I was worried that I improved. Oh, thank Christ.
Well, that's a load off my mind.
Oh, God,
If I don't improve, I can't get worse again. There we go.
Hey, now I'm down here scraping the bottom of the barrel. The bottom of the barrel starts to give way and you start feeling earth. Oh, no.
No.
Turns out there's so much further down to fall.
Hey, can someone reinforce this barrel? Does somebody with their life together want to come be my husband to reinforce this barrel for a bit? Fix me.
Hey, I don't need like to see the top of the barrel, but could anyone describe the path to the middle of the barrel for me? Because that would be a real treat.
What's the barrel supposedly full of before you start scraping the bottom of it?
I think it's empty. Then that's why you can be scraping the bottom of it.
No, you fucking idiot. The reason people are saying you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel is because you're taking stuff out of the barrel.
Oh, no.
You're so stupid. What are you talking about? All right. Yeah. No, because it's a stupid thing to do. Oh, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. You're picturing someone with nothing left to do in their life except approach a barrel, reach inside it emptily, and scratch at the bottom.
No.
Like a cat having an adventure.
Okay, it's
That's what you think.
No, it's worse. Than that, right up until now, I've been picturing someone scraping the bottom of the barrel, being someone trapped inside a barrel, scraping at the bottom, trying to get out.
Oh my God. You're like the guy.
This is a paywall episode. You're
like the guy that somebody finds in a cave who like lives forever. And you're like, well, why don't you like read a new book? And he's like, I've done all of that. The one thing that he hasn't done is scrape the bottom of a barrel.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm actually genuinely surprised that what you thought wasn't somebody approaching a barrel at the bottom and scraping the, like, not on the inside,
right.
Just scratching at the bottom of the barrel.
Approaching a suspended barrel and scraping at the bottom to be, like, trying to get into the inside of the barrel.
I'd scratch that barrel.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah, someone scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought that it might be to get, like, a bit of the barrel.
Just have some barrel?
Yeah.
For what?
That's their business. I don't want to. Hey. I don't want any trouble. Whoa. Hey, I don't care. It's all good, baby. Hey, love is love. I don't want any trouble here. I just want to go home to my family.
Yeah. Me too.
You want to go home to my family too?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. This mugging is a long commitment. Demi.
Yeah?
If you found yourself...
Hello.
What
do you want?
I would say maybe if you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, check the sides. Maybe there's something there you haven't gotten.
A hole? A hole that a hiding little boy can peep through.
Yeah. Maybe there's a hole there, and that explains why there's nothing at the bottom of the barrel, because it all leaked out the hole.
The things I understand about barrels, very easy to shoot fish in them.
Yeah.
Apple bobbing, of course. Little boys hide in barrels and then look through the cork hole, as I understand, to see out. They're on ships sometimes.
The dwarves use them in The Hobbit. One thing about shooting fish in a barrel. Yeah, one thing about shooting fish in a barrel. Once you shoot them, and maybe this is the point of it, and I've been missing this the whole time. But, like, is the point of that saying that you shoot the barrel and the water starts coming out, and so it's, like, over for the fish no matter what you do?
No, I think it's because there's no water in the barrel to begin with. It's chock full of just fish, so you're hitting fish either way.
Right. Okay, so it's just wall-to-wall fish, and you're just bang.
Yeah.
Standing. In my mind, I realized I am picturing someone leaning down from a platform with a bird's eye view of the barrel.
Yes.
Just,
you really don't understand anything about barrels.
What?
You just don't.
Were you thinking someone shooting fish in a barrel, like standing alongside it, like shooting a barrel standing up in the side?
Oh, you're thinking they're using a gun?
Okay.
We're making fish porno.
Okay. So it's kind of like that scene in Anaconda where all the snakes are forming an orgy ball or whatever.
You finally understand.
Or is that in Anacondas?
It's in Anacondas.
Sorry, I don't want to be wrong.
No, it's okay.
Did I ever tell you about how the... I think I've talked to you about Tarman before.
Who the fuck is... Are you trying to say Tarzan?
No.
This bitch thinks Tarzan's name is Tarman.
No, I don't think that. I don't think that
it's
at
because,
all.
It's because he doesn't know many words yet, so they're teaching him like a baby, and that when something gets handed to him, he goes, Tar.
No.
But he's a man.
No.
Tarman.
No, no, no.
That's
no,
what
no,
you
no.
think. You think Tarzan's name is Tarman.
That's not what I think, but...
Who are you talking about then?
Just...
What could you possibly be saying?
Immediately interrupting me and then being like, you're so stupid
you're
for thinking
You're an idiot though because you're trying
well,
to
Well, then why am
to...
I talking?
It doesn't
I don't
make,
know.
Doesn't make
I don't
any sense
know why
for
you're
his
talking.
Name to be Tarman.
I don't know why you're talking.
Friends
you
with
are.
Different like animals. Why would his name be Tarman?
It's not.
I bet he doesn't even know how to get tar.
Oh my god.
Well, who are you talking about?
Okay, so what I was thinking about was Tarman.
Are you trying to say George of the Jungle?
I'm going to murder you. what I was thinking about was the mascot for the New South Wales Waratahs, our state rugby union team, Tarman, spelt T-A-H-M-A-N.
Oh.
I know I've talked to you about him before.
I don't remember this.
Is he
made out of tar?
No, he's just like a guy in like a big muscle suit who just like would run into the game and like get people to cheer. He tries to look like a superhero because the Waratahs are a team named after a flower. And so to get like a very beautiful flower as well, but to like get a mascot out of that, I think was a bit of a far cry for the owners of the team. And so they were like, well, we can't have it. It's a guy. Our mascot isn't the flower that we're named after. It's a cool big man.
But they've missed such an opportunity to make him gooey.
Like a Waratah itself?
No, like a tar man.
Okay. But the tar, you need to get the tar out of
your
fucking mind.
Don't fucking tell me what I need to do with the tar.
Okay.
I just think it would be cool.
What?
If there was a yucky man.
Right.
It's all slimy.
Boy, you are going to love comedy.
No, I'm not.
Oh, boy. I sure wish there was a disgusting man who I didn't want to talk to.
Isn't there a 30-year-old man who'll tell me I'm funny for a chick?
Oh, when will my prince come in?
Oh, please show me the ropes. Just me alone, not my other counterparts.
The small of my back is ever so cold.
It's cold, please. It's going untouched.
I wish there was someone who just shared cigarettes with all the young male comedians and advice with all the young female ones. No, so he is just like a... Anyway, the thing I wanted to tell you about was Tarman used to make entrances at games. I swear to God, I've talked about this before. But he, at one point in time, I think the Waratahs accepted a sponsorship by the military.
Oh, man.
And so for one game...
That is extremely irresponsible.
Tarman got like airdropped in by a helicopter. By like an ADF fucking military helicopter, like hovering above the middle of the field.
I sort of wouldn't put it past the military to be good at military, but just dumb enough to not know that he wasn't actually a superhero and not suspend him in any way. Drop a man to his death.
Hey, you know what? We actually could use you in Iraq. Just taking off from the stadium, being like, this guy is going to finally put the punch to ISIS.
Look how strong he is. How did he get like that? I'm tiny compared to him.
An emergency's come in. The nukes have launched. Tarman, you've got to come with us.
You're the only one we can trust.
Guys, please, I've got a star now profile. I'm not who you think I am. But yeah, he used to
be. Yeah, it's just a thin man with adult braces once he takes off the hat.
Yeah.
What sport again?
Rugby union, which is like the posh rugby.
Yeah, we didn't really even have rugby in South Australia. We only cared about AFL.
Right. Yeah, we do have a lot of types of football here.
Yeah. Two.
Well, three, right? NRL?
Isn't NRL rugby?
No.
What is it?
Different. But NRL's rugby league. Which is a different set of rules from rugby union.
They're both rugby.
Yeah, but they're different.
How?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, so maybe they're not.
They are different. How? I just don't know the rules for any of them.
I know the rules for AFL.
Oh, well, want a cookie?
Got to go there, got to be about 120 kilos, and when something happens and a man holds on to the shape that they kick around too much, you got to go, ball! Nobody ever said holding the ball at the game. They just go, ball, which is great because it's kind of like they've all got dog brains. They're looking at the sport and going, ball, ball.
Yeah, what does ball mean?
It means holding the ball.
Oh, and is that good or bad?
It's bad. You're not supposed to get, you have to bounce it or touch it to the ground. You can't just keep holding it and running.
Oh, it's like a basketball travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now I know which type of sport this is.
Those balls are so hard to bounce and catch again. Oh, they're impossible. Really, really hard to bounce and catch again, which is the most impressive thing that I ever saw a bunch of men do in little shorts.
It's crazy.
Was bounce those balls.
It's crazy that they have to do that under pressure because it's like genuinely you have to fucking Sherlock maths brain all the trajectory and the bounce and the angle of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like throwing an egg on the floor and catching it back up.
Yeah. The shape of the itself. I've only ever like successfully while running bounced and caught the ball twice ever.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anyway, Tarman did that helicopter one, and then on one other one he entered on a horse, and then on one other game he entered on like a fucking hovercraft. Like
hovercraft?
The one with the big fan out the back. Just going like,
the one that's only about a half a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no wheels though. Yeah, but
no,
it
no,
could
no.
Be.
Yeah, the one with like the air cushion of air underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but so it's not like, very far off the ground though, is what I'm saying.
No, no, no. It's in fact on the ground, but it's just being pushed around on the.
I see. Yes.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
the
there's,
thing,
there's not
the
even.
Big inflatable thing.
Now I am actually confused. No, I don't know what you're talking about. There's
okay.
An inflatable thing.
So you know the kind of hovercraft that, like, you see out on the bayou? Okay, and that's another dead end. So it's got, like, a maybe
how
a
often do you think I'm going off to the bayou?
I don't know anything about you. What you do in your own time is your business.
I'm always just standing in the corner looking at you.
Well, sometimes I look away from that. Rarely, but as far as I'm concerned.
I hate when you look away. What will I get up to?
I look away for 1 second and look back and you're in the bayou. Oh, nuts.
Oh, bugger.
Oh, bugger. Nothing to do here but enjoy a few beignets. Or whatever.
Is it beignets?
I don't know. We had
as soon as you turn away, like I've been standing in the corner grinning at you for 73 hours straight. The 1 second you turn around, you turn back and I'm completely painted blue with a harpoon through my right eye. What happened?
I don't know, Tom. Oh, you didn't let me. You let me go
you
out alone.
You have to watch me. You have to watch me.
We have, and now to, okay, no, I'm going to finish the hovercraft thing. So the hovercraft being like, you know those things with like a big, it looks almost like an air mattress. And then it's got a big fan standing up at the end of the boat, and that's pushing the air, and that's what propels the boat forward. But it's also just as comfortable on land. It's able to navigate.
Isn't that just called a fan boat? It's not a hovercraft.
I've known them as hovercrafts.
You have a very interesting understanding of what hovering is, my friend.
Oh, wow. I love when my girlfriend hits me with the, my friend. That's how you know you've really fucked up. Hey,
that's like, but that's like you saying, you know, when you put on shoes, so it's like your skin is hovering above the ground.
Okay.
It's not hovering.
I can't emphasize enough that I didn't turn to my father and say, I name it hovercraft. That's, this is the name that I was introduced to
these vehicles. If you can Google it and it comes up as hovercraft and not fanboat.
I think it could come up as hovercraft.
Well, then Google it and you tell me.
Okay, fine. I will. Hand me your phone.
No, I don't have it.
Yes, you do. It's under you. It's it under is? Your right leg.
Oh,
right
would you
now.
Look at that? I'll Google it. I didn't know my phone was there.
No, hand me your. I'll do. I'll
absolutely
Google
not.
Let
no.
me do it.
No. Meet me do it.
That's annoying because I did sound really whiny.
You did. Oh man, the last thing that I Googled was Jared Roughhead, who's an AFL player with not the non-roughest head you've ever seen.
Guy looks like he's spent a bit of time on the anvil and not resting.
Hovercraft. And I'll just write real. All right?
Okay.
All right, images. Nothing came up. It's weird, but nothing came up.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Nothing. It's Google said, ah. Oh. Nah.
Oh, on Smoko. Nah. Not tonight. Really?
Yeah,
nothing came up.
Nothing came up.
Showing that I was right, that's what a hovercraft is
nothing
called.
Nothing came up. It's weird.
I'm so glad. I really needed a win after the barrel talk. Well, with that out of the way, we can go back to the other thing I wanted to ask you about, which is, Demi, we've eaten beignets once in our life, which was at Disneyland. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was maybe the messiest meal.
Sorry, let me
I've
just take
eaten.
That again. Yes.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Mwah. Oh. Mwah. Mwah. Can't even do it again. Sounded so bad.
That's probably good. Hey, you know what, Debbie? If you make the worst possible noise, don't go back and see if you can make the exact one.
Mwah.
Stop it.
I remember the beignets. They were meant to be shaped like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, they weren't particularly Mickey Mouse from what I remember, right?
I mean, they kind of were. It was just like three blobs. Doesn't seem that hard to do.
It's just three circles, hey? Yeah. You can pretty much get away with having anything be
Mickey
Mouse.
He's more depending on like what kind of Mickey Mouse you're working with. But yeah, he's mostly just three circles. Like that's all you need to see to know it's him.
The Disney fans just tearing their headphones off in disgust.
Yeah.
Does he really think that three circles have fascinated generations
yes.
of people?
Yeah, hey, yes, that's what we think.
Okay, and again, just don't, try not to make the worst possible noise.
It's all I have. Talking about my voice, it's hard to listen to. I think that Mickey Mouse is, of course, depending on how he is drawn, more than three circles, but I think if you put that up as a bat signal, or I guess rat signal in the sky, you would know it's meant to be calling Mickey Mouse. You know?
Famous rat,
mm-hmm.
Mickey Mouse.
It is there in the name, isn't it? Hmm. Hey, do you want to take a break or?
Let's take a break.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Hey, speak to you in a bit.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Raring to go!
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, look out, everybody. Here comes a wild 20 minutes of podcasting.
Okay, so I'm not allowed to relax into having fun with my girlfriend and enjoying a nice conversation anymore? Fine.
No.
Okay, well, let's get the energy levels back up.
All right. You want me to scare you or something?
Yeah, that'd be great. Try and scare me. Think of something that could possibly scare me.
Take a look at this finger right here. It looks pretty naked, huh?
That's a ring finger, if I'm not mistaken, on the right hand.
Now, oh, no.
Based on
I don't even want to get married. Darn, I don't care about this joke.
Yeah, you do.
I fucking don't.
You want to marry me.
Unless you do. Safe face.
Unless you do whatever. I'm super chill.
Whatever you want to do. Very low maintenance. Very low maintenance. I'm a cactus. I'm a sansevieria, mother-in-law's tongue.
Yeah, I don't have to get married.
Not mother-in-law.
You know when you're... Hey, ladies, you know when your man brings up getting married and you turn into the start of Sandstorm? Oh, man. Yeah.
Whatever you want.
But genuinely, like...
I'll do whatever you want.
I'm super chill.
I am super chill. I am super chill. I am super supers. I am super chill. I am super chill.
Let's not put a label. Let's not put a label. Let's not put a little. Let's not put a label on it. Let's not put a label on it. Let's not put a label on it. Let's not put a label on it.
I guess I could eat. 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 I eat what I want. I eat what I want. Pizza, burgers. I eat what I want. I eat what I want. Pizza and burgers. I eat what I want. It's a really low maintenance girlfriend. Yeah, that's just perfect.
Wow, she's really relaxed. Yeah. She doesn't care.
She's got natural beauty.
Yeah. Turns out it's a lot of work to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Not me, though. No, Craggy.
Yeah. Who dried out that frog?
What? That's my head. Shit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, they can't be a god.
Huh?
You said, oh, God.
And you said?
There can't be one. Have you seen my face? Who would do that?
Intelligent design. Yeah, right. Have you seen this face? What I'm thinking is there's definitely no god, but there must be a dog. It's sitting right across from me, honey. Woof, woof.
Ah, man, smartphones. Oh, man. Making us dumber, huh?
What the fuck?
I don't know. I was just thinking of like Jay Leno and stuff. Just thought maybe I'd give it a go. Not so smart, are they?
Demi's having a really weird 2021. She's pivoting from alt comedy to Jay Leno's comedy.
I never did alt comedy. Don't fucking don't put me. You think I did alt comedy?
Babe, don't be so hard on yourself.
Alternative to what? Being funny?
Yes. Yeah, what I'm saying is you did comedy badly.
I do walt comedy.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Only Walters will get this one.
Mr. White sitting in the audience.
Yeah. Yay.
Hey, you guys know how when someone calls you bitch, it kind of hurts your feelings? Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
He do knocks, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. It's all he does, though. I'm the one who knocks and nothing else, I think was the line.
Hey, it's me, the knocking guy.
Hey, it's the knock freak.
Hey, what's up? It's the knock freak here in my funny little hat.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. What I meant was... That's all he does.
Yeah, right. I wonder...
School of Hard, my job.
Jesus Christ, dude. I think the last thing that scared me was, like, heights. I think that's the last, like, genuine total fear I've had.
Really?
It's, like, being up a little bit higher than normal and going, like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Because I used to be super scared of heights. I don't know about you, but I don't know about you being scared of me being scared of heights. But I used to be super scared of heights. Once when I went on like a school camp, we did like a belaying or abseiling activity. And I lost my mind up there.
What's abseiling again?
Abseiling is like you're up the top of a cliff or, you know, like a
right.
incline.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have a rope around you and you go down the
cliff. That's pretty scary anyway.
It is very scary. I think I would be okay with it now, but back then I was just blubbering.
Heights aren't great because you can't do nothing about them.
Yeah.
They're up so high.
Even if you're not afraid of the height, you should be afraid of what's down the bottom because that'll kill you if it comes at you fast enough.
Yeah, heights is annoying because it does take a little while unless you're like in a plane. I've never really been scared of planes. Even the first time I went on, I was like, oh, well, I mean, like, once I'm up there, there's really nothing I can do about it anyway. So I'm not like scared of me fucking up and dying.
Yeah.
So like,
you're going to catch the plane wrong, sit in the seat backwards.
Yeah.
And just immediately pass away. When
I accidentally sat under the seat.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And if I could show you to your seat, madam, and you get shown right into the engine, you're sitting there as it spins up, but like too afraid to make a scene.
I'm not joking with this question. Would you take free flights if they would allow you to be in a dog cage in the belly of the plane?
Yes.
You would.
Is it a dog cage that like, are we talking, is it a big dog cage?
Yeah, it's big. It's like as much as like if it was a, it's like the legal amount that they need, the space that they need to give the dog, they need to give you that space as well.
So I need to like be able to sit, stand and lie down in this thing. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
You just farted.
I don't think I did.
Oh, my God.
So you would. But what about, like, shitting and pissing and stuff in your cage?
What about shitting or pissing?
Because I think they just, like, the dogs just have to sort of do it in the cage, right? There's nobody going around scooping the dogs or anything, is there?
Hey, don't worry. Hey, your dog's going to be just fine back there. And we got Jim here who's going to suck the piss and shit out of it. And whatever else. Don't you worry about that. We got Jim here. He's going to put his mouth to whatever holes the dog has and siphon out whatever you got.
Actually, maybe they make the pets fast.
Really?
I think so. I think.
I wonder. But yeah, obviously they make them fast. They're traveling.
Yeah, they're going so fast through
plane.
The air, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
doesn't even have the respect to let me finish my own dog
makes
shit
it really,
joke.
Yeah, fast through the air. The plane.
Finishes it bored of it already.
Let me out. Let me out.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Okay, fine. You're out of the joke.
No, of the relation.
Chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably, I think I would definitely take that flight. What would you do? Would you take that?
I think so.
Would you continue to pay for flights like a sucker?
I don't know. I think if I had like a cozy bed. Because the thing about flying, like if I could like kind of curl up in like a fluffy bed or something, that'd be great.
Genuinely, that sounds, I mean, you know what would be a
bummer? You would be in there with the dogs though. So if any of them haven't been fasting, you might like be near a dog turd or something.
And also you wouldn't be able to catch up on like Ant-Man or Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah. And they would cut your balls off as well before you go into the belly of the plane as well.
So it's got some pros as well.
Yeah.
Finally be rid of those unsightly balls.
Hate him.
Yeah. Hey, move over, balls. Yeah. Now there's a new star in town. My awful little prick. Now that you guys have been kicked to the curb, finally, it's my awful little prick's time to shine.
Hate those balls.
This burnt little worm is dancing around, baby.
Yep. Somebody successfully mated a very small gorilla with a worm, and that's what we made Tom's penis out of.
Yeah, looks like a rejected wing ding this thing does. But does. Thankfully, now the balls are out of the way, it's the best thing we got going down there.
Yep. So basically what we did was we went to a dentist, asked him to scrape all the nerve endings off of any teeth that he pulled out. No, we just sort of cobbled them together into one of those dangle things.
Yeah.
Just for Tom, though.
Just for me. Hey, we got the limited edition. Me pulling off my pants at like getting changed at the gym and some guy walks in and sees me. He's like, oh, that's so cool, man. You got one of those fucked up dicks?
I'm going dick shopping for you and I go to a beautician and I'm like, hey, can I have your ugliest plucked eyebrow hair?
I'm wanting to put all these together.
Don't clean the goo off.
Don't you worry. I think I would have a great time in the belly of the plane. It would be a shame to not catch up on the movies that you watch on a plane, though, because that for me is a rarefied type of movie. It's not one that I would ever opt into in my regular life.
I watched Godfather on a plane once.
That is crazy.
But I was like, I don't know, I was like 17 or 18. And I was like, I haven't seen this. This would be good. Then watched it and just bawled my fucking eyes out.
Yeah.
Like the whole time. Something happens when you're up in the sky.
Yeah.
This is like well-trod territory, but it is very true. And I didn't know until like I started watching movies on the plane and being like, why?
You were so sad. Oh, it's so sad that people have to be Italian. A fate worse than death. No, Danny,
Where are these names coming from? They go from the bottom to the top? Do they have family? on.
What did that? Why is that man sad that he had sex with the horse?
No, as soon as the horse, I'm crying the whole time, and as soon as I see the horse's head, I'm going
clapping your little hands together.
Yay! Yay! And then the oranges fall down, and I'm like, oh no, they're dirty.
So I haven't watched The Godfather, but the main thing that I catch up on, again, like Black Panther, Ant-Man, Ant-Man and the Wasp, basically any like
all
Marvel
that shit,
movie that's
yeah.
gotten even a 3 out of 5 rather than a 3.5,
yeah.
I'll be like, I need to fill the time, I need to not think, so I'll have like, I'll bring a book, I won't touch
the book.
You
won't touch it.
I'll bring a laptop, I won't touch the laptop.
Uh-uh. I'm going to get so much work done on the plane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do quite a bit of work on the plane, I do like that.
Bullshit.
I do.
Bullshit.
I do.
Bullshit. Anything I do, you can't do.
Okay. Whatever. Wait, you do work on the plane? Because I think you
Yes, I'm not wrong and I didn't make a mistake.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yep.
So what is the... What is a movie that you've watched on a plane that isn't The Godfather? Is this like a streak that you keep up, just watching only IMDb top 100 movies and every time you get on a plane and the way the director intended it?
1001 movies to watch before you die, baby.
A constantly shifting field of view because the guy in front of you can't get comfortable.
I do remember watching Who's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Uh-huh.
Wait, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, not who.
Yeah.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape I saw on a plane.
Who's Eating Grape.
Who's Eating Grapes? Hey, Who's Eating Grapes? The movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember other movies that I've watched on the plane. Hmm. But I do remember watching movies.
You should get that checked out.
Okay. Sorry.
Cool. You do remember watching.
Sorry.
What do you remember watching?
Remember watching that freaking Wes Anderson one about dogs.
Yeah, that's a plane watch for me as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to watch that on my own time.
Maybe any movie with Tilda Swinton in it, probably, I'll watch on a plane.
Oh, that's a great watch.
Yeah.
Because Tilda is a highlight. But other than that, you get to like sit back and you know what? If I go to sleep right now, that's fine by me.
Hey, who wrapped a shopping bag around a bunch of bird bones? Oh, Miss Swinton, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Tilda Swinton is so good. God, she's great. But
name one good thing about her. Go on.
Oh, I just can't get enough of her.
Yeah.
In films, movies, or television.
That's not really a good thing about her, though.
I mean, she's so great.
Uh-huh.
I mean, her charisma.
And what do you like about her, Tom?
Huh? Oh,
what do you like specifically? What do you like about her, Tom?
So much.
Uh-huh.
That gravelly voice.
But what? The gravelly voice of Tilda Swinton.
Yeah. I love her. She's always going on and on
about. Huge, tall, bushy hair.
Incredible motivation.
Yeah.
Really wants that baby. Baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back dreams. It's such a transformation. You know that she actually plays not only Fat Bastard. Did you know that she plays Austin Powers and Dr. Evil as well?
I've never been gobsmacked before.
Why?
My gob feels clobbered by what you've just done.
Tilda Swinton playing all three. I mean, she did that in Suspiria.
So what?
I think it'd be fun to be the person who thinks Tilda Swinton is like so transformative that she plays Fat Bastard. And then the other two.
Mm-hmm.
Other three in Goldmember. You know what? Let's abandon this one. Hey. Good gracious.
She was good in We Need to Talk About Kevin. A movie I never want to think about again.
Hey, We Need to Talk About Kevin. We don't need to think about the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm done thinking about that one.
Me picking up the Blu-ray of We Need to Talk About Kevin in JB Hi-Fi sounds like your problem. I need to think about...
And what's that got to do with me?
I'll be over here thinking about the Lord of the Rings.
No.
Thank you very much.
I am often thinking about Lord of the Rings.
It's such a good franchise.
We can't talk about it again, but I love it very much. It's all I'm ever thinking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine.
And you, and how much I love you.
So glad I got in under the wire there.
Phew.
Phew.
Well, hope nobody noticed.
Hope nobody noticed that I don't love my boyfriend.
Yeah, that'd be a shame.
Oh, fuck.
Yikes.
Yikes. The wonderful thing, Demi, about living in our house together is that we get to share so much of our wonderful time together.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I guess.
Some of that time, we can do stuff together. We can do stuff apart.
Mm.
And one of the things we do together is this podcast.
Mm.
What I come to you today with is one specific idea.
Mm.
What if we did this podcast apart?
Okay.
And so the format of the podcast is one of us sits here and starts recording, and only when the other person notices that the podcast is going on do they join the podcast.
Are you trying to kick me off the podcast?
What if we ambushed each other?
Okay. Yeah, what if we put each other into a constant state of fright?
Yeah, what if?
That?
What if? Okay.
And here's another idea. Oh, my God. This is perfect. What if I dress up as a ghoul and jump out at you from cupboards?
Even the idea is scary.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that could be either spooky or cool.
I have another idea.
Yeah.
What about the opposite? Like, I'll just see you doing the podcast. I'll be part of it. And then I'll just sort of go.
And then you'll just walk away and come back. Don't leave. Okay, Demi's left. She's standing outside the room that I am recording the podcast in. She's waving at me. Demi has said that she'll be editing this episode. I farted while you were gone.
No!
Sorry.
Best flavor, go.
Why did my brain say vanilla? Vanilla.
Yes! Stupid.
I think vanilla is lovely.
Uh-huh.
What? It is.
It's very funny that people are like, vanilla isn't a flavor, it's just plain.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not.
It comes from the vanilla bean, and that is a flavor.
I think the closest thing you can get to plain flavor, apart from water, is
tongue.
I guess if you did eat a tongue, that would kind of taste like
it's plain. That's the true plain flavor is tongue.
Yeah, it's what your body is used to. What if you?
You think it tastes like a kiss?
No, after you cook it, I think it has more complex flavors. Actually, there's notes of orange or whatever.
Well, I would look so stupid if I ate a tongue and it tasted like vanilla. Guess that is plain.
Mm. I think you would look stupid eating a tongue no matter what.
I don't think I would. I'd make it work.
Really?
Yeah.
You really think that?
Yes.
Okay.
What if I ate a tongue and I was just like, what if I had like a tongue lollipop and I was like trying to lick it to get the lollipop smaller, but it licked me back and my tongue got shorter and shorter as I was eating the tongue?
Yeah.
So no!
Oh, no, I tried to eat this tongue, but it was stronger than mine. And now it's got my body, I think.
Now the tongue has my body. I'm not in control anymore.
You know, speaking of tongues and eating tongues and things eating tongues, you know the thing about that fish
not
that eats
again.
The tongue of the... Oh, this same title segue.
Oh, God.
You know that thing about the small parasitic fish that eats the tongue of a fish and then just, like, lives there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought you were going to talk. When people say small parasitic fish, I always think they're going to talk about the one that goes up the penis.
No. This is one of the rare times I won't be talking about the one that goes up the penis.
Okay. Yeah, so it just lives there as a tongue.
Yeah.
So do you reckon, like, for the rest of the time, do the fish that has the fish for a tongue know that that has happened?
Yeah.
Or are they just like, everything tastes like fish now?
Everything tastes like that one guy before. That's so strange.
Weird.
I guess it wouldn't taste like anything because your tongue is gone. Although I don't know how fish taste.
Imagine me clamping onto the base.
Actually, I do. The fishy.
Imagine me clamping onto the base of your tongue and becoming your tongue.
Oh, God.
I got a new 50-kilo tongue. What do you think?
What do you guys think? Jeez Louise. That would be... I know I'm running out of steam because the only response I had was like, that would be a bad idea.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think it would.
I think it would. The crazy thing about that fish, you're already living in the ocean, which is wet as hell. And then you're living in a mouth in the ocean? Bro, try being dry once.
One time.
I promise you you'll like it.
You will like it.
Yeah. Dude, genuinely, there's an alternative.
Go somewhere dry.
Grow some legs.
You're just trying to trick a fish into cooking itself so you don't have to work, huh?
Hey, you know what? While you're there, why don't you actually come and hop into this pan?
Okay.
The driest place we have.
Seems like the quickest way to get dry. And this guy seems to really want the best for me.
Yeah. Hey, this oregano I have lying around should
dry you out. And some salt, actually, just a little bit. Because you're already pretty salty.
Yeah, from the sea.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Well, that's it. I think the first place that I would put the fish after I'd tricked it into the pan is a trash can.
Uh-huh.
I won't be eating fish.
That's so crazy to me that you don't like fish.
It tastes like, well, fish, but it also...
Holy shit. The gourmand has logged on. Congratulations, Demi.
I'm so smart.
Who is doing that, the ending of Ratatouille moment by biting into a fish and then having your brain completely zoom into just you looking at a plate fish. With that fish on it. Oh my God, this tastes like a meal. This tastes like a whole dang food.
Well, I think if I was in Ratatouille, if I was that food critic in Ratatouille, I'd like look at my meal and then jam the fork in my eye.
I think you would look at it and you'd be like, damn, this really has notes of food and traces of meal in it. You can really tell that this is edible.
It's weird because ever since the gas leak in my apartment when I became a food critic, a lot of my...
Food critic. I like the idea of a food reviewer just being like, this tastes like it was prepared by a chef. This tastes very intentional.
Hey, I'm eating this.
Yeah. Wow. Waiter, hello. Pardon me. Over the course of my meal, my food's become progressively more eaten. Could I have a new...
The portions were ever so small by the end of my meal.
Hey, when this came, I thought it was a big full portion. But now, looking at my plate, I see I have no food at all. Perhaps the chef could furnish me with some kind of reason for this.
No, one star.
One star. Oh, boy.
Thanks so much for listening to Big Soft Titty.
And where did this plate come from? thanks so much for listening, everybody. I'll catch you on the flip side. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I really like it.
Great. Thank you. I mean it.
Hey, and take it. Take it sleazy. Smell you later.
Hell yeah. Bye, everybody.
They're both mine.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.